Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, Dom G here, Dano Show. A couple of family businesses. First, I looked closely at this football throw, and I think any attorney would say I threw it low because there are windows there at the Knack. I was afraid of breaking them. The guy's right in front of a window. Couldn't have that. That would have been a big
faux pas.
That would have
been so bad if you cracked one of those
also, Matt Rooney. Our go-to in all things Jersey, safe
yell
jersey.
Yell at him to get off the phone.
.com.
Still, hey, what's he
trying
to?
He's still trying to pry Henry away from us?
I think so.
Is that what's going on?
They were just on the phone for like 30 minutes, it felt like, while he was screaming his caller.
I will file a writ of habeas corpus.
We actually had Matt scheduled for a 2 o'clock interview, but it's now 2:36. We're finally getting to him.
Yeah, he's on the clock. I hope this doesn't count in legal matters. Winchell and Mahoney was the case today. Hey, Matt, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
I'm billing at 6-minute intervals, Dom. You know, especially that conversation with Henry.
We want to get our money's worth. So, Matt, we are headed into, because of the ominous presence of Scott Presler and others, Jersey this time around being maybe a 50-50 shot at winning. And I'm excited because this primary, now, I won't say a name. It's nobody here, Matt, but it's a former talk radio host that I knew, said he never got involved in primaries. Well, if you want to be a scaredy cat and do that, I guess you can, but I don't think you're helping listeners by making a decision. And I see this between the top two, Spadia and Jack Ceccarelli, as do you want someone that seems to fit in the path of winning in Jersey on one hand, Jack, the other, Spadia, more Trumpian, and you were the prime person they went to at Politico to talk about this. So parse this out. How does it seem to you at this point?
Well, I think you pretty much nailed it there, Dom, to the surprise of no one, because even though you're a Philly guy, you've had your finger on the pulse of South Jersey for a long time. Look, Donald Trump has reshaped the Republican Party. He's built a coalition that is unlike anything that I think we've seen on either side of the aisle in this country since FDR back at the beginning of the 20th century. And that broad coalition was on full display in my home state earlier this month when you saw Passaic County flip, which is heavily Muslim and Hispanic. You saw Donald Trump win towns where Republicans haven't had any business winning in a long time, probably in the lifetimes of many of us that are listening to this radio program. So the question may not be how Trumpy the candidates are, but who can rebuild that Trumpian coalition, which it might be a slightly different question, right? I don't think doing an imitation of Trump necessarily works, because sometimes we've seen candidates around the country that try to do that fall flat because his voters can sniff out a fraud, somebody that's just cosplaying. They're looking for authenticity. They're looking for honesty. They're looking forward to someone who is not focused on not offending people, but proposing big, bold ideas in the mold of a Trump or a Reagan. That's going to attract the support of the people that turned out for him on the first Tuesday in November. And it could very well, as you say, put New Jersey in play again next year.
Now, will you be endorsing in this, Matt?
Probably not. And I'll tell you why, Dom. And when I say this, you're going to know exactly where I'm going. The last time I endorsed in a gubernatorial race was Chris Christie in 2009.
Well, look, then, so, who knew, you know? Right.
Right. Like, can I honestly sit here
Chris
and say
Chris Christie,
I
who's got nothing
it?
Going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slub.
Yeah.
Sloppy Chris Christie. Yeah, that's it. Look, you're right. I mean, we didn't know what he was going to turn into. Sometimes fame and power does that to a person. But what I've learned for those of us in talk radio or online that have websites like mindsavejersey.com, I think we better serve the state and the voters and our listeners by just putting all of these guys' feet to the fire. So I'm looking forward to not taking sides and instead asking Jack and Bill very tough questions. Like case point for Bill, it's not going to be enough to just do a Trump impression. How are you going to win over some of these voters in this state that are traditionally skeptical of the Republican brand? And for Jack, I like Jack a lot, but this is his third run for governor. If he gets the nomination, it's going to be his second consecutive run. He's been running as long as some people have been voting in the Garden State. What's different this time? How's he going to get over the hump? Somebody needs to be able to ask those questions and not already be in the bag for someone. So that's a function that I look forward to fulfilling, and I think that a lot of the hosts here at 1210 are going to do the same. And hopefully it's a valuable service.
Who's the number one at this point in time, or the one we should worry about if they are the nominee on the Democrat side?
The Democrat primary is a clown car, man. I think at this point you might be able to win with about 12% of the vote because there are so many of them running. Maybe not a popular answer, but Sean Spiller is probably one to watch and worry about.
Yep.
Worry about him, not because I think he's their best nominee, but he is the head of the New Jersey Miseducation Association. Mm. So when you've got a crowded primary, he's got a few hundred thousand teachers that get his propaganda every day in their email box and in their home mailboxes. So if he can mobilize a majority of those teachers behind him and the primary stays crowded, he may very well pull this off. And that would be a disaster for New Jerseyans because that union is poisonous. The anti-parents' rights decisions, the impact on our property taxes, it would not be good. There's some other candidates like Josh Gottheimer, congressman in North Jersey, Steve Sweeney, who is trying to find a second life in politics. He's running. They're not really moderates, but they do a better job of pretending they are. So those would probably be stronger nominees for the Democrat Party. But that's also why I think they're going to have trouble, because the electorate on the left in New Jersey is to the left of Mal.
Yes. And again, this is going to be the fascinating question. Can one of these candidates, to your point, rebuild what Trump did here, build off it? You don't think Jeff Van Drew, I don't know if he said he wouldn't run, if there's ever a time of a more fertile chance to win in New Jersey, wouldn't this be it?
Yeah, probably. And I'm probably going to get in trouble with some of our mutual friends for saying this on my side of the river. I think he'd probably be as close as a field clear that you could see in that race, because he threads the needle very well for the kind of candidate we're talking about. South Jersey counties would immediately align with him, and he would have very broad appeal in the working class, non-white counties in the north. And, you know, Spadia kind of sort of got an almost endorsement for Trump. I don't know how to describe it. He said very positive things about him, but didn't say it. If Jeff Van Drew gets in the race, it's hard to see how Donald Trump doesn't throw his full weight behind him. So I have no inside information. I don't have any reason to think it would happen. But if it did happen, it would upend the Republican primary.
Would he have to give up being in Congress?
No, that's the beautiful thing about our off-cycle elections, our off-year elections in New Jersey. So he could run in 25 and then ultimately decide to stay in Congress. Now, you raise an interesting point, though, Dom, like you always do. I say as if you raising an interesting point is something abnormal. That's all we get on the Dom Giordano program. With the majority being so tight in Congress, if Jeff Van Drew's running for governor in 2025, that's one more strong MAGA vote that's going to be out of D.C. a lot.
Yeah.
So there might be some pressure, even though he wouldn't have to resign his seat, from national Republicans to not have him in that position. They want Jeff Van Drew on the floor doing what he does so well, fighting for the president's agenda and voting for it.
Absolutely. Well, the dentist and Scotch vote and the Mulligans vote, he would have.
Oh,
that's
100%.
Yeah,
they'd
exactly.
be lined up around the block in Cape May County for Jeff Van Drew, no question.
Matt, when are you on again? Sunday, of course, but when else?
We're on again on Sunday, and then I haven't talked to Stocker yet, but invariably I get pressed into service over the holidays. So I always look forward to that extra opportunity to hang out with all the 1210 listeners. And this week we'll have another great show. We had the pollster from Rasmussen, Mark Mitchell, on last week, and he gave us some fantastic insight not only on what just happened nationally, but also what he's seeing in the works for Jersey in 2025. He saw some of the early movement because he was able to isolate some of his data and had Trump running far stronger than he had in the past in New Jersey. So I warned our listeners on the other side of the river, we're still going to be covering national politics, still going to be talking plenty about Philly and Pennsylvania. Krasner will be doing stupid things. But we're going to focus a lot on Jersey this year because that's really where the national fight to save our country is moving.
It's big. Matt, have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for popping on as always.
My pleasure, my friend. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.